online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Tom Crosdell.
A man charged with murdering his daughter in Herne Bay last week has been remanded in custody. 63-year-old Richard Cray has appeared in court today. Joe's got more for KMFM.
Well, police were called to the Westlands Caravan Park on Friday, where 19-year-old Olivia Cray was pronounced dead. Today, a court heard she'd been strangled. Her dad, Richard Cray, is also accused of trying to murder his ex at her home in the town earlier the same day. The 63-year-old's been remanded in custody and is due to enter a plea in October.
A trial date's been set for January next year. Kent police say they're looking into the deaths of two divers off Dover at the weekend. Both men collapsed after going into the sea, one on Friday afternoon, the other Saturday morning.
KMFM News.
Environmental groups are supporting a ban on selling new petrol and diesel cars that's coming in 2040. Ministers want to get them taken off the road altogether by 2050. The idea is to replace them with cleaner electric cars. Oliver Hayes is from Friends of the Earth. He says battery-powered cars are a serious alternative these days.
Gone are the days where you worried too much about the range. Gone are the days where there was nowhere to charge them up. We're even seeing streetlights converted to charging points now. So, it's going to be very, very practical.
Michael Gove is the Environment Secretary.
We have to get rid of petrol and diesel cars off our roads if we're going to make sure not only that we deal with the health problems that air pollution causes, but also that we meet our climate change targets. And the good news is that the car industry is already moving in this direction.
A 32-year-old man's been charged after a police officer was hurt during a stop and search in Gravesend. A part of the town's one-way system was closed after a driver didn't stop for officers in the early hours of yesterday. David Sill from Peacock Street has been remanded in custody and is due in court later. A man's been treated in hospital after a two-car crash in Ashford. Emergency services, including the air ambulance, were called to Badmunster Rifle Road yesterday evening. There are reports someone fell from a moving vehicle. The boss of a cafe in Medway who sexually assaulted two former waitresses has been jailed. The court heard Turkish-born Fatih Sarkar touched the women inappropriately at the Village Cafe in Waterslade. The 37-year-old from Gill Avenue in Wainscott has been locked up for 6 months.
This is KMFM.
A local project in Dill is back for the summer holidays, offering kids free lunches. The people behind the holiday kitchen say it was a success over Easter. It's as new figures show the number of children needing food bank goes up by 15% here in the southeast during the six-week break. Gina Herbert's one of the organisers. She says the cost of extra meals soon adds up.
I've just done a small supermarket shop just for this first week of the holidays, and I've already noticed how much extra I spent just making sure I was going to have enough food in to make sure I had lunches for every day.
10,000 people have had to leave their homes on the French Riviera because of wildfires. Rescuers say high winds aren't helping. They're using water bomber planes to try and control them.
KMFM Showbiz.
Usher and James Corden are seen cleaning the musician's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in the latest edition of Carpool Karaoke. Usher also gives him a dance lesson after admitting he didn't learn many moves growing up in High Wycombe. Adele and Ed Sheeran, among other stars, to have taken part.
Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
America's taken a swimming world record off Great Britain at the World Championships in Budapest. The US team clocked a best ever time for the mixed 4x100m medley relay in qualifying. It's ahead of Adam Peaty going for his second gold of the event in the 50m breaststroke later. Football and Gillingham have won their latest pre-season friendly. They beat Belgian side Patro Eisden 4-1 at Priestfield last night. Here's coach Jamie Day.
I thought we moved the ball pretty well, created a number of chances. And the boys have worked hard today, training this afternoon, so yeah, it's good minutes for them and some sharpening up to go into the two games at the weekend.
The Jewels have two more friendlies to go ahead of next season, which starts in 10 days' time. And England cricketer Moeen Ali says they need to take confidence into their third test with South Africa at the Oval tomorrow. They were thrashed by 340 runs last time out, meaning the series is tied at 1-1. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.